Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. At the top of the hour, we started out with Raja, I Am Unlimited and Have Mercy, Everything Must Change by Randy Crawford, People Get Ready by Seal, and Intro to Grains by India Ari. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the one who makes sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned, that you care to hear, that you care to listen, that you care to rise, that you care to be all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. For the meeting of the Inner Circle has always intended to provide us with more support, more inspiration, more of all of that that is required in order for us to truly stand in the light of all that we are. And in this now moment of eternity, it is necessary that we consciously care to be all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and that we are ready, if not ever before, but more ready than ever before, to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence. This now moment requires that we really understand what is really happening, so that as you're distracted by watching this over here in terms of the coronavirus and CODV, whatever they want to refer to it as, but the pandemic that has already been in full effect, that has killed more people than all of the wars that America has engaged in, has been the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, the obesity, and all of the things that will continue to escalate if you are not conscious and conscientious of realizing that we need to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is ours to do in our now moment by doing nothing to undermine ourselves. But that is the first step of wisdom, when you realize that you're being warred against. But as long as everybody is all right, happy, killing themselves, then nobody really complains. And I'm saying that we should have already been offended with all of the garbage that is given to us, made available to us, to our children. And to come to a point and place where we realize that there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that there will not be a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a result of sickness, illness, disease, and death being legislated as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. To come to a point where we realize that there is no way that those ones who are consciously caring to initiate a global agenda that is genocide and depopulation or population control, that they can truly be successful at anything other than meeting their tragic date with fate, because there is absolute law that is in full effect. And the absolute law is truly real love and real light, but coming to a place and space where we have been in violation of those laws for so long, then yes, there is a harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's not the coronavirus. It's the fulfillment of that which has already been in place. And those who have been most susceptible and most vulnerable are those who have been feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and what ever other animals that people eat, because this affects everything and everybody. But to understand that the harmony of the whole of existence has always been the precedent, and wholeness is something that we have to exalt a full effort towards, because the agenda is divisiveness. So now you have all of the social distancing and people are having to be 6 feet apart, as if you can truly catch something from being just close to someone else. The issue that we really need to understand is that the spirit lives in the body. And within that body, where you have been consistently feeding off of the flesh of dead beings, that flesh has to rot. And in the rot, the decay, the decomposition, there is going to be a proliferation of organisms, viruses, bacteria, and whatnot to break that stuff down, because we do not have the hydrochloric acid that is necessary to truly dissolve it. And we have 30 feet of intestines. Whereas real flesh eaters, the lions, the tigers, and other ones, they have a very short colon and digestive system and 200 times the hydrochloric acid. So to be in a place where we've allowed media and the agenda behind it to influence us to the degree to which you're wearing masks and inhaling the carbon dioxide, which is the byproduct of the metabolism and the breathing and whatnot, so that you should be admitting that, you should be exhaling that, not inhaling and re-inspiriting it. You understand? We have to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we are thinking people. You can't just be guided by people who have at their agenda the mass extinction, but they want to profit off of it. And so this is where we have to realize that there literally is no profit at the detriment of other ones. But billions of creatures whose lives have been wasted, billions of creatures who have been poisoned, billions of creatures who have died, whose blood is still crying out from the earth, and now their body parts are rotting in your body temples. It's not the coronavirus. Now they're wanting to really cook the numbers and say, oh, well, these ones died. They already had COPD. They already had asthma. They already had blockage and obstruction. They already had bronchitis. They already had tons of mucus from all the pancakes, all the waffles, all the biscuits, all the bread, all the toast, all the cheese, all the eggs, all the milk, all the ice cream, all of these things that they have been consuming consistently over time, literally clogging up all of the organs and whatnot, so that virtually everyone is in a state of nutritional deficiency and in the process of degeneration. We have to come to a place and space within our own vibration and our own minds and our own hearts that it matters to us that we do not succumb within these bodies, that we are literally able to get out of the body as living spirits. We've come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, and we should be leaving the earth as conscious immortals. Our education, our religious training, our socialization, our cultivation, our cultures have not properly prepared us for a real success in living. And the true success in living is being able to have lived your life, having self-actualized, self-realized, and stepped into the greatness of the who that you actually are, as a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We're in a now moment where we have to reach for the light, reach for the light, reach for the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, open up all channels of elimination so that we are able to truly reconstitute our bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this realm of eternity upon the planet that is literally spinning in space. And the space in which we are moving is eternity. It is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And those ones who took responsibility for giving us an orientation as to what life is should have taken the time to get oriented as to what the purpose in life is. But the purpose in living is not success in capitalism. The purpose in living is not success and conquest. It is not success in depopulation and controlling people. It is not success in creating weaponry and wars and whatnot. See, all of this is the genocide that has been in effect for centuries now. And so we, as a global humanity, have the responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, to consciously care, to raise completely up so that we are not under the auspices of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, no truth, no power and authority over those who are the children and men and womb men of a living intelligence that we would refer to as God. But we should walk in the integrity of our right alignment and our righteousness as living gods and goddesses in these body temples, and it is our duty, our obligation, and responsibility to apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards our wholeness and to realize that there is a real eye that sees through every eye. And the absolute intelligence is intelligent enough to always know how to perpetuate itself, to always exalt a full effort in its own expansion, in its own exaltation, in its own perpetuation, in its own continuation. There is nothing and no one who is that intelligent to undermine the intelligence of existence. There's no intelligence in it because the intelligence of existence is all there is. So to undermine any point of it is to undermine oneself. And so those ones, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates or whoever, those ones who are thinking that they have the power by virtue of how many of us have bought their products and they've been empowered through their money, they have no power and authority to decide who lives and who dies. And you should not be in a place where you're complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with your own demise by feeling entitled to do whatever the hell you want to do in undermining yourselves through the consumption of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, all of the alcohol, the tobacco, and all of this stuff. So if you are afraid of catching the coronavirus or whatever, then why in the hell are you continually violating your body temple? Or is it that you just choose to die enjoying your death? And I'm saying we should not be dying at all. And our now moment is for our greatness, our glorification, our honoring, our obedience, our obeyance, our willingness, our eagerness, our conscious caring to be in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is nothing and no one who can outthink the intelligence of existence. So our best way is to align ourselves with it because we each have access to it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And the exaltation of life and light and love is the good. And the undermining of it, the destruction, the divisiveness, the murder, the slaughter, the entrapment, all of that is what is evil. But there is no evil anywhere else throughout all of existence except in the hearts and the minds of the people whose blood has been so defiled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and bats and rats and cats and dogs and all of these other things to put us in a place where people are not realizing the divinity of existence and the place where we are in the cosmic, which is nothing but divinity. And as we are consciously caring to exalt a full effort in our living, as we are consciously caring to be completely cleared from the violations charged upon our blood, as we consciously care to be well hydrated and oxygenated and mineralized, and we'll do our daily due diligence in opening up all channels of elimination so that the light of the supreme intelligence can literally be brilliant in us, that we are ever more the more that we truly are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to stand in this now moment, because there is so much available to us. There is no victory and triumph in warring, in genocide, in manipulation. There is no success that people can have when they are not rightly oriented in being in the divinity of the truth of themselves, regardless of what hue of people they are. And as we have responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, as it should matter to us to do that which is consistently in our greater good, towards the goodness and the greatness of everything and everyone, know that our now moment means that we are able to invoke and call forth the light in any situation and circumstance. And in our situation and circumstance, there is so much good in where we are now, because now you're having the opportunity to take some time to get oriented in your reversing whatever issues have already started crystallizing in your tissues, whether it's the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the obesity, whatever. You have everything you need available to you. Will you reach for it as opposed to reaching for gloves and masks that are not going to protect you from the violation of your blood? When people say, "I've been saved through the blood of Christ or the blood of Jesus," I'm saying that we are in a place where our salvation comes because of the cleanliness of our blood, because the spirit is literally charged on the blood. The quality and the condition of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality and the condition of our thought. And that thought is going to lay foundation for our choices. And those choices consistently over time are going to shape the character of beings that we are. And over time, it becomes evident as to who we're serving, whether we're serving the forces of light, whether we are the vehicles and vessels of absolute and supreme intelligence and love and healing and enhancement and enrichment and facilitating the greatness, the cultivation, the harmonization, the win-win situations, or whether you are serving the forces of divisiveness and working towards the enslavement, the disenfranchisement, the vibration of wickedness and devilment in divisiveness. We as a populace, suspended in space, have access to infinite intelligence and divine mind, but it is very difficult to truly be in the integrity of the truth of ourselves if we will not honor the divine design of our body temples, if we will not honor and respect the reality that we are already dwelling in eternity, that we are not conscious and conscientious of the divinity of existence and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. There was already karmic debt in the foundation of this country upon the disenfranchisement and the murder and the slaughter of our indigenous families in North, Central, as well as South America. There was already karmic debt based upon the enslavement of our African families, the hanging, the rapings, the sodomization, and all of the things that have taken place in terms of the violation of other ones who represented greatness in lineages of people, and those lineages are still alive in us, with us, and now is our time to invoke the greatness of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to care to be in the frequency of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. These people have no rights to tell you that you have to take their poisons into your body, but you've been taking the poisons into your body, and you keep reaching for the pharmaceuticals, and you keep reaching for the alcohol, and you keep reaching for the tobacco, and you keep reaching for the flesh and dead animals that brings you under the auspices of those who have been your murderers and your enslavers and those who are the deceivers and whatnot, and they prop themselves up as the millionaires and this and that and the other and government. And I'm just saying is that these people have no rights to govern anything where they have no commitment to absolute law and the laws that govern existence itself. And so we are going to see an expansion, an explosion of sickness, illness, disease, and death, not because of the coronavirus, but because in your taking on the frequency of suggestion coming from the governors and the mayors and whatnot to be still and be and stay put. But why would you do that and then indulge even more in more meat, more dairy, more eggs, more chicken, more fish, more alcohol, and more of the candies and all of these things that are going to literally end in more of the pandemic that has already been going on? We have over 3 million people that are dying every year from 10 major issues. And then by the time you factor in all of the other things that people are dying from, then you already have millions and millions of people, thousands of people daily. But they're not giving you a count of the heart attacks and the strokes and the cancer and all of that. They've got you focused on something that is not as relevant as the choices that you can make that are in your best interest on a daily basis to reverse whatever issues have already crystallized in your tissue so that you are able to walk in the integrity of who you are and to experience the freedom and the salvation and the deliverance and all of that, which is the promises of God. The abundant light, love, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, and power. See, people are asking for abundant this, abundant what? We already have abundance. Life and breath are abundant. Intelligence is abundant. Life force is abundant. But if you are choking yourself off by virtue of what it is you're consuming on a daily basis as a result of the dehydration, insufficient oxygenation, nutritional deficiency, and whatnot, then you are not allowing yourself to experience the fullness of your birthright as a living intelligence of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. And so I'm the one to remind us that in this now moment, you should be really clearing and cleansing, getting to a point where you realize that your protection, your real support in being in a place where you cannot succumb to any virus or bacteria, but you've got so much virus and bacteria already in your body. So the issue is really cleansing. The issue is realizing that when you are under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, when you realize that there are those who really do not have our exaltation, our greatness, our health and wellness, our profiting at heart, then the issue for us is to be in a place where we do nothing to undermine ourselves. To come to that point in our own mind and heart and body where we care to be completely cleansed. Say cleanliness is next to godliness. No, cleanliness allows us to be in touch with the integrity of the truth of the right alignment, right mind, high ethic, uncompromising intention and intentionality towards being a blessing wherever we show up. And to understand that as wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our right alignment is necessary. And now we have so much damage control to do. Who are those adulterated ones who are manufacturing and putting on the market all of this artificially colored garbage for children without realizing or perhaps realizing that are people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to be phased out. And so we have to question ourselves, what are you living for? What really matters? What do you really want? How do you care to be? What is our collective contribution to this life that we killed and facilitated the death of more children than any other generation? How do we care to really walk in this now moment of eternity? And we as individuals do not have to wait for the masses of people to come into their right alignment or to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and liberated before we ourselves can come to that point of our own personal commitment, the intensity of intention towards being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. We don't have to wait for everybody, but as we each care to do that work, it is facilitative of the greater good of other ones, because you are always in touch with other ones. But now they're trying to have you in a place where if you got a cough, now how many people are not coughing as a result of going through winter, moving into spring, haven't done the cleansing? They've never talked to you about what the flu is. The flu comes as a result of the body's intelligence to facilitate its own cleansing as a result of coming to that place where it can't tolerate any more mucus, any more acid, any more of all of the stuff that undermines its functioning. So it begins to cleanse itself. We live in our bodies, regardless of where we may have our things stored. And being in the mindset where we care to live in the integrity of our own authenticity, where we care to have leverage over systems of oppression, manipulation, fascism, where we care to rightly align ourselves with the will of the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us for its own sanctity and salvation and continuation and exaltation. We are the gifts upon the planet. The planet is our gift, and we should be gifting her with our respect and our reverence, our appreciation, our appreciative love, our gratitude, our thanksgiving, and our conscious care to walk in the fullness of the all that we each are. There is nothing that man has created, including the Ebola virus or the SARS or the coronavirus or whatever, that has greater good than Mother Earth. Why would you not reach for the earth? We should be reaching for that which comes from the earth, for the clearing, the cleansing, the protection, the immunity. But it's very difficult to be able to truly heal from anything in our now moment where you don't consciously care to be cleansed and to be nourished. And you have to go mucusless. You have to go minerals as opposed to proteins and starches. All of those things that have put so much money in the hands of oppressive ones, the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry and whatnot, these are the corporate deities of death. And as long as you are allowing yourself to be permeated and penetrated by them, then you don't have to worry about the coronavirus taking you out. It's your own failure to choose life consistently over time that is to your own detriment. And so in our now moment, we have the opportunity to do what other ones did not know to do. And that's to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence, and to align ourselves with the forces of existence, the intelligences of existence, to be in alignment with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be functioning under the auspices of our souls. These people have no rights and they have no authorities over God and Goddess. The truth of who we are. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are
ever more inspired to do that which is truly in your own best interest, and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, in spite of every situation and circumstance, in exalting a full effort, a full life's urge in doing that which is going to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, because we are living in a day and time where what we do in perpetuating and reestablishing and resubstantiating the quality and the substance of our being is a necessity. It matters. And to really care to matter in this now moment, it matters. Because our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers, we are the bridge between those who we have come through and those who've come through us and those who've yet to come. And we give thanks for the gift that life is and for the blessing of every breath and every beat of our hearts. But to come to a point and place where our lives and our livelihood and our survival is being threatened continuously by the efforts of those who would initiate and have been initiating a complete agenda that is depopulation and genocide, that we should care to be able to respond correctly and directly to it. And this has been in full effect for much longer than we've known about coronavirus. All our families have been affected by this agenda. The divisiveness, the fighting, the fussing, the disconnect, the not knowing one another, not caring to know one another, not being able to agree on anything, not being able to bring our finances together and create that which is going to literally facilitate a greater wholeness and wellness for the family and for the community. This now moment in which we're living requires us to really care to know the political, economic, and social engineering and manipulation that has been taking place through this thing called the coronavirus and COVID-19. Our place and space in this now moment is to be mindful of the divinity of existence and to literally reverence and cherish and treasure the gift that is our lives and the lives of those who've come before us, those who've gifted so much to us, those who we are the beneficiaries of, their realizations, their epiphanies, their gifts. And as such, we should be giving a much greater gift than just being in fear and throwing masks and gloves and stuff on the floor, on the ground and whatnot. We are in a now moment that really requires that we understand that the genocide is literally, and the pandemic is the cancer and the heart disease and the strokes and the flu and the autism and all of these things that have been going on for quite some time now. But to take responsibility for how you are conspiring, complacent, and complicit with it, in order for us to really see a tremendous shift in this, you would have to shift individually, morally, ethically, by mindfulness, in accepting and understanding that the purpose in existence is to be self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the laws of existence, the love of existence, and consciously caring to be the perpetuators and the progenitor of our lineages. And where we do not have children that have come through us, we still have the responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living, to exalt a full life's urge, to have developed ourselves and our gifts to the degree to which we are able to give them, to stand forward in life as a blessing in being. But to be under the auspices of those who have no love and no light to the degree to which they will manufacture all manners of things, viruses, chemical, biological warfare, behavior-modifying substances that they put into the food to create cellular oppression, to disconnect you from your God self, your divinity, from your sense of right alignment with life itself, to put you in a place where you feel entitled to be working towards your own demise, creating the heart attacks, the strokes, cancer, the disease, and all of the things that are going to accelerate and increase as a result of the time that you have been given to be home and be sheltered in place with more meat, more dairy, more eggs, more chicken, more fish, more alcohol and whatnot. And see, if these people really cared, if you had a government that truly was interested in your well-being, they would not have signed off and would not continue to allow the legalization and the perpetuation of alcohol and tobacco and the white sugar and the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and all of this white flour, white rice, potatoes, and all of this stuff that creates all of this mucus in the system that makes you vulnerable and susceptible to all of this disease. Because they know what it is. They are the perpetuators of it. They are the profiteers behind it, or delusionally so. There is no profit in undermining the life force of people. There is no profit in capitalizing off of other beings and feeding off of their body parts or poisoning them and poisoning the land and poisoning the water with all of the feces that comes from the slaughterhouses and the feedlots and whatnot. These people have created serious detriment to everything and everybody from the time that they came across the waters. We're in a now moment where it is our time to realize that where we are, anywhere we are always dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is that which beats our heart, breathes us, has the world spinning and the sun blazing. And our first duty, obligation, and responsibility is to it, is to love it with our whole body, to reverence and worship and appreciate and really cherish and treasure the gift that we've been given, that is life. And to know that if you're not loving your life, if you are living in hellaciousness and whatnot, it's because of what's dwelling in your body temple with you, what is charged upon your blood that is foreign to you, inorganic to the essence of the truth of who you are. And in our now moment, it matters that we care to matter here. It matters that we care to shine and we care to really go through the process of the deeper clearing, cleansing, and consecration. Why? Because we should not be killing ourselves and our children. And to come to a point where we can take full responsibility for literally rising up through the clearing, the cleansing, and the consecration, for as long as you may be in a place where now you've learned how to be still, be at home, be with your children, maybe you'll extend that, even though they are going to say, oh, well, you can get back to work or you could go here, you know. But the reality of it is that these people are controlling you because you're not controlling yourself. And to come to a point and place where we care to be in alignment with that which beats our hearts and breathes us is really the foundation of how we have leverage over a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And to go through the clearing and the cleansing so that we are not at a disadvantage when we have so much else working against us in terms of the 5G, in terms of the chemicals that are already saturating your brain, your pineal gland, your organs and whatnot. See, very few people are really coming to a point where you have the faith and the knowing that God is greater than all of this. The intelligence of existence that has the earth in flotation, and to see that the earth is big as she is, how much water she's had, how much gas and oil and all of this, how much resource there has been over generations and generations and generations. I'm just saying is that we are in the midst of eternity already, dwelling in the infinity of possibilities. But why would we be consciously caring to create the possibility of your being exterminated like roaches? You know, being in a place where you cease to exist, being in a place where you have forfeited your destiny and the destiny is off the planet, disconnected from your true place in existence. your true stature. It's this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, intelligent enough not to be undermining itself. Intelligent enough to understand that itself is all selves, that intelligent enough to know the oneness of life itself and to see that the divisiveness from the social distancing to leaving your elders with coronavirus and whatnot, all of this mucus that that you all have eaten in terms of the pancakes, the waffles, the breads, the croissants, the donuts, the cheese, the pizza dough, all of this stuff is the foundation of most of the disease. But as long as you're happy killing yourself, then you don't feel no way. And I'm saying, no, why are you feeling a way about this? Why would even put on gloves and whatnot? You can't hardly breathe anyway. Buying all the toilet tissue and you can't even move your bowels. You understand? You at home. Wash your behind. You understand? I'm just saying is that these people have you in a place where you've just stimulated the economy, right, of those ones who don't really deserve another freaking dime because they're products facilitate your heart attacks, your stroke, your cancer, your diabetes, your autism, and this and that. So vaccines are not the answer to this. You understand? Being in a place and space where you submit to those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, where you are not really seeing it for what it is. I'm saying clean up so that you can see clearly, so that you can see truly, so that the real I in you is activated in your perception and your perspective, and you're able to get a direct download of insight, inspiration, intuition, guidance, and whatnot, so that you know how to move and what to do. But where we have masses of people who work on behalf of the sugar industry, the candy industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry and whatnot, then you all have to come to a point and place where you would prefer to work on behalf of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God is your reality. To know that we're already in the midst of eternity. It's not something that's coming. It is the actuality and the factuality of what is. The earth is like the period at the end of a sentence in the rest of this universe. And within the context of the universe, in the context of the cosmic, there are an infinitude of universes. This is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. And so if you have accepted in your mind that you have to die of something, then let it not be because you're killing yourself. Let it not be because you're careless with yourself. Let it not be because you're feeding off of violated beings and created karmic debt for yourself. Be in a place and space where you live your life, you love your life, you will do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the disease reversal, because you know that you are a part of something that is so absolutely phenomenal called existence itself, being itself, life itself. And to be in a place where there are numbers of us, mass numbers of us, who could take responsibility for really breathing deep and realizing that the oxygenation in and of itself will help clear and cleanse anything. Hydration, water, and real food. That's why they keep talking about all the vitamin C. You're talking about your cayenne peppers, your red peppers, your habanero peppers, all your fruit, your pomegranates, your pineapples and whatnot. You know, if you had eaten fruit for breakfast all of the time that you were having eggs and grits and toast and cheese and bacon and sausage and whatnot, then there would be no cancer. If we were not socialized to feel entitled to feed off of the violated beings of cows, chickens and whatnot, turn these bodies into cemeteries for the rot of carcasses, creating all kinds of viruses and bacteria. I'm just saying is that they articulated, they isolated this one, spliced it with this other one, and then put it out here. And those of you who are most susceptible, you understand, because one, you're entertaining it. Two, you're fearful of it. Three, you're trying to respond, but the response is not gloves and washing your hands. The response is cleansing the inside of your body where you actually live. You understand? Because your spirit is charged on your blood. The defilement of the blood is the source of warfare that is being issued against the children of God, so that we don't feel godly, so that we are not in right alignment, so that we have no power, no potency, no proper response and ability to respond correctly and directly in this now moment to being under siege. And so I'm encouraging us to realize the power that we have in this now moment with a change of mind, with a change of diet, with a change of habit, and to incorporate the rituals of honor and integrity in creating the consistent mineralization, oxygenation, hydration, facilitating the elimination to get all of these chemicals and things out of your tissues already. A lot of people are going through this thing about having organic this, organic that, and I'm saying your body, after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, tobacco, alcohol, and sugar, has more chemicals already in your tissues than you could possibly consume in fruit and vegetation over the next 20 years. And many of you don't have 20 years based upon how much accumulation and concentration and contraindication and saturation you have in your brain and your pineal gland and your organs and whatnot. And that's what I'm saying, is that the genocide, the pandemic, has already been in full effect. And the correct response is to care, to be in a place where you exercise your right to be rightly aligned with that which gives you leverage over it. And it's the honor and respect and obedience to the divine design of our body temples. And for as much education as we have at various levels, we were not supported in realizing the inevitability of becoming men and women that would become mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and the perpetuator of lineages. They raised us to accept employment and career, which is not purpose in existence. Success in capitalism is not success in life, per se. Success in acquisition and acquiring things is not necessarily success in living. Success in consciously caring and loving and honoring and exalting and walking integritously and being filled with talent, skill, and abilities, honoring the mother and father, honoring the lineages that you represent, and loving the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, and soul, being disciplined as a disciple of truth and praying without ceasing and caring to be a blessing wherever you show up and exalting the right and the light of all beings to have the right to their lives. I'm just saying, success in this now moment is getting to a place in space where we are all right with godliness. We are all right with righteousness. We are all right with the clearing and the cleansing that not makes us common, but makes us whole. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of our duty, obligation, and responsibility to ensure the perpetuation of our lineages, the exaltation of the light and the truth and the greatness of the lineages that we represent. You understand? You see, genocide is about the murder of our genealogy. You understand? So all this degradation, all this poison, all this chemical. You understand? But the issue is this: how sick of people could you be to poison your children and then think that because you have good jobs working on behalf of the candy industry or the alcohol industry or the tobacco industry, you got good jobs working for the devil, you got good jobs working for Satan, you got good jobs working for that which ensures your tragic date with fate. I'm saying good jobs are not the purpose in existence. Purpose in existence is fulfilling destiny in self-realizing, self-actualizing, and walking in the divinity of the truth of yourself. And in this now moment, it matters what we care to do, because we will never accomplish something we don't care to do. But the doing is not as much as the issue as the substance and the resubstantiation of the enhancement and the quality of our being, our personal presence, our alignment with the truth of ourselves. And because the society does not support that in terms of how the schools have been structured and whatnot, the foundation, you just want to have children that can sit still and do what they're told to do and take lunch and take bathroom breaks when they're told. It's just preparation for being in a place where you are working for somebody else. But duty, obligation, and responsibility in our now moment requires that we care to cultivate the light of the truth of ourselves. Being under a global initiative where people have lost their inherent purpose in existence, not realizing and not caring to realize the laws that govern existence, not caring to be in obeyance and obedience to the laws that govern existence, means that they shall soon cease to exist. There is no way to be maintained in existence when you have no commitment to existing. No way to continue in living when you are undermining your life force. No way to truly prosper when you trade your life force, your life currency, for a paper currency, and then buy things and products and whatnot that you smoke or drink or ingest that undermine your life currency. This now moment requires that we have a real reconnect with how uniquely gifted we each are. And even though we may be carrying excess waste and weight and all of that, that we can do something about. See, there is that which we each can do in our own best interest that benefits absolutely everybody. But we cannot be complicit and complacent and undermine ourselves and our children and think that we can survive it. And so I am always speaking to the issues of our liberation. Our liberation meaning that the intelligence of our being has been completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interest, always in the best interest of the whole, and consciously facilitating wholeness, wellness, harmony, peace, laughter, joy, celebration, rejoicing, health, wealth, talent, self-expression, self-realization, cultivation of the divinity of our being. But those ones who become wealthy because we have all bought their products and whatnot, and we've participated in doing these things, you come into our homes, we have some of the same stuff. But people have been able to fashion whatever is needed from that which comes from the earth. Mother Earth is providing so much for us, and she also provides the keys and the tools and the things that we need in order to reverse disease. That pharmaceuticals have proven themselves to be inept and expensive and detrimental to us consistently over time. The medical profession and the pharmaceuticals and the scientists and whatnot who have not really taken the opportunity to realign themselves with the purposes of existence and the laws of existence are not the ones that we need to listen to. We need not to be under the authority of other ones who have no regard for the integrity of life itself. And because they have money, and because they know how to manipulate, and because they dress up real nice or whatever, I'm just saying is that each one who has a beating heart and is breathing has a direct connect to the intelligence that beats your heart and breathes you. The disconnect comes when our faculties of knowing of imaging, of seeing, of saying, of feeling, of caring, of faith. When all of our faculties, our bloodstreams, our circulation, our glands, our organs and whatnot are filled with filth and garbage, then we're disconnected. And it takes an overwhelming desire, your wholehearted desire to be whole, to be cleansed, to be renewed and rebirthed. You can do it. You can accomplish it. But you have to be wholly involved in that process. You can't be half-hearted about it. You have to be willing to give everything up, to sacrifice that which has no substance in your life, to be in a place and space where you are literally walking in the integrity of who you are, aligned, harmonized, purified, consecrated, edified, uplifted, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. This is our responsibility in our now moment. This is how we have leverage, because our intention, our will, our care, our imaging, our visioning, our faith, our ability to respond towards wholeness and doing that which is consistently in our own best interest to the best interest of the whole. This is how we have leverage over that which is intended to give us no leverage, that which is intended to have us in fear and faithlessness and doubt, superstition and all of that. And I'm just saying that the sun is blazing. The world is turning. There's certain things that these people cannot do anything about. And we're completely dependent upon forces for our lives that we don't even acknowledge exist. And so to care for the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, no matter what they may call whatever virus, most of the toxicity and the viruses and the bacteria and the organisms and the parasites that are already in your body is what makes you vulnerable and susceptible to anything. And you are on the front line of your own defense, as well as your healing. But you cannot heal from something that has been created through assaulting your cells with all of this sludge, turning your blood to sludge and creating nutritional deficiencies that put you in a place where you are dysfunctioning internally. So caring helps to shift to the degree to which you mind yourself, where you are not going to feed off of that which has no substance. You're not going to buy that which undermines you. You really care to have a clear mind. You really care to understand the power that comes with sobriety and to have a will and an intent that you can focus with your desire and your clarity of mind to know what it is you truly want, and to know that you're worthy and deserving of having whatever you require. But not having a will to live and not having a will to exalt life and not caring to respond correctly and directly under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, not caring to honor and glorify and reverence the lineages that you represent, not caring to be real men and real women, not caring to walk in the light of the truth of who you are as these points of the presence of a living God and Goddess, not being who you really are means that there is nothing that you could possibly do that will give rise to the truth of yourself when you will not reach for life in every aspect of your living on behalf of your wholeness. You're in a now moment where you're being called to rise called to respond correctly and directly to being under an initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to be in a place where you are no longer complacent, complicit, or co-conspirating. You will activate your full faith and knowing that as you ask, so shall it be given. As you knock, so shall the door be opened. As you care, to be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, nothing can keep you from the wealth and the glory and the victory and the triumph. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Night Watch, WRFG, Atlanta.